pop in a CD, and travel back in time, because this week's discovery is an audio account of the life and death of one of our country's most popular presidents. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, not long ago, the nation commemorated the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. In Kennedy's last days, Bill O'Reilly offers a look at the beloved president's spectacular rise and tragic fall, and the audio version makes for an unexpectedly riveting listening experience. Well, the book actually tackles more than just the days leading up to Kennedy's death. It also gives a brief overview of his background and his short presidency, offering plenty of cultural and personal details to give it both context and personality. At the same time, the book also offers a look at the life of the president's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, an unstable and dissatisfied former Marine whose search for notoriety led him to take a deadly interest in various authority figures, including the beloved young president. Well, in Kennedy's last days, O'Reilly offers a just-the-facts-ma'am approach to Kennedy's story. He doesn't go into any of the scandals surrounding Kennedy, and he barely acknowledges the numerous conspiracy theories surrounding his death. Instead, he makes the whole thing seem ridiculously simple and straightforward. Of course, there's so much more to this story, and as you think through O'Reilly's explanation, the doubts and questions will most likely start popping up in the back of your mind. The details just seem a little too convenient, the oversights a little too coincidental. And in listening to O'Reilly's conspiracy-free theory, you might find yourself turning into a conspiracy theorist, or at least a skeptic. Still, Kennedy's Last Days is an emotional and engaging overview of the man and his tragic death. This special edition is geared toward younger audiences, and while some of the details are understandably graphic, it's a worthwhile introduction to the story. So is it worth traveling back in time with this historical audiobook? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. While it may seem like a strange choice for your next family road trip, this simple but captivating audiobook could just turn curious teens into history buffs. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Kennedy's Last Days by Bill O'Reilly is 4 CDs, or 4.5 engrossing hours long, and is available from Macmillan Young listeners. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.